It's a specific problem that I want to talk about. You talked about the cost of doing roads and getting compensation from the state. We have this, there's an intersection at Western Avenue, University Place, and it has a staggered light on it. It means that if you're traveling, if you're a bicyclist or a pedestrian, and you're traveling away from the city towards the west, you'll see a red light, but you won't know for about 10 seconds there's a green light coming from the opposite direction, and cars come racing in to catch that light. Last year, I know two people were killed at that intersection, caught by this booby trap, is basically what it was. One was very well known, it was Diva De Loaiza on her bicycle. The other one was in November, just this past November. A guy named Betts was crossing the street and got nailed by one of these cars that was trying to make the light. There's no crosswalk, there's no walk, no don't walk signs or any indication that this basically trap is there. But it seems to me the best thing to do would be to simply to say, you know, the hell with traffic flow. Let's just, people's lives are more important. Let's get rid of this staggered light that's killing people. And I believe that the next intersection over also has the same problem.
What's the next intersection?
I forget what the name of it is. It's like the next one to the west, whatever it's called. But this one is, this is the entrance to SUNY here, so that's why people come in.
I know that the chief has traffic looking at all the lights that we have in the city. You know,
okay.
Sometimes, you know, we're looking at what we're doing with this block by block. We're assessing parking regulations on these streets. You know, why do we have alternative parking when we don't need it in some of the areas that are more congested? How do we have a master plan where we can go in and pop in and say, okay, this is what we're doing. How do we change the configuration so that, you know, when we clean a street, it's much longer than we have right now, or is a much easier accessible area than we have right now. That's an area, I know that the traffic's been looking at that, right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
And, you know, we're gonna
the gentleman that was killed was not crossing the light. He was below the light, and he was also in a condition
right
that led to him not paying attention.
And in particular, the whole traffic study that we're doing out by the Harriman campus on Breveter, we got to calm that down. That Breveter is too much of a speedway. You know, there's been some discussion with the Harriman group on how do we redesign that? How do we make it usable? We got a park there. We got a playground there. You know, if we're going to do things, we got to traffic calm that. Western, Washington, you know, they got to be, you know, Western needs a lot of work and things. But that's all part of it. We're working with CDTC. A lot of the plans, and that's going to impact the other intersections, like what we did on Manning Boulevard, where we went to one lane as opposed to two between Washington and Western.
Well, I think that with this one intersection, that it deserves special attention, you know, because of the problems that, you know, people are getting killed, whatever the reasons for people getting killed there. But I'm just saying that, you know, what's it going to take? Somebody else, how many other people are going to be killed at this intersection? A lawsuit? Will that work? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, well, that's something that we'll assess. It'll get special attention. I think she's where.
Okay.